Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
John Mowa joins us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning, John.
Oh, boy, do we have a big one for the summer box office. Opening today, a lot of people have been waiting for this, the latest incarnation of Aladdin. I tell you what, I'm looking forward to seeing Will Smith as the genie. And there was some controversy about this, but come on, let's just have some fun with a good, big popcorn movie.
I agree with you, John. We're talking about Aladdin, Disney's Aladdin, rated PG, stars Naomi Scott as Jasmine and Mina Massoud as Aladdin. Now, the great thing about this is that they've kind of gotten people, actors, closer to the like the real version of what these actors were intended to be. So that kudos to them for that. And Will Smith, as you mentioned, as the genie. Now, Will Smith was really up against it from the start because what this movie is the live-action version of the animated film Aladdin from 1992, which starred Robin Williams as the genie. Now, that was a pretty high bar to try to reach.
Yeah.
And like you mentioned, there was some real negative buzz about Will Smith's performance in this live-action film. But to your point, if you go in with an open mind and just let yourself be entertained by this movie, you're going to be fine and you're going to be entertained, and it's going to be worth your money to go see this. They stay pretty true to the original movie, especially the songs. The songs are given their due, like songs like Oscar-winning A Whole New World, which is really made up well, sung well, and it really is a beautiful family film to go enjoy a couple hours at the theater. Now, the only thing is, it is a little bit long. It's well over 2 hours, where the original was a solid 90 minutes. So it feels a little dragged out at times, but it's a great movie. It's Disney. Go take the family.
Yeah, if I'm paying that much for a movie, I don't mind sitting there a little bit longer. All right, let's move on to Brightburn. Gosh, what is this? Alien meets horror film or something?
John, I'm telling you, it's such an interesting film. In this movie, Brightburn, rated R, stars Elizabeth Banks. And what it is, all right, we all know the Superman story. We've all enjoyed these Superman movies. But what if a child from another world crash-landed on Earth, just like Superman, ended up having superpowers, just like Superman, only he proved to be far more sinister? He didn't go the good way. He went the bad way. How are you ever going to stop him? How is this ever going to be fixed? And that's what this story is about. It's so entertaining. Elizabeth Banks does a great job. But imagine that premise. And you can go to this horror film. So it's not a Marvel Superman film. It's a horror film. The producers and writers behind the film are the same people that brought us the Gunn Brothers, Guardians of the Galaxy. So well done. It's just such an interesting concept, and it might be worth a look.
All right. And our third movie of the week is Booksmart.
It's a coming-of-age film by these two girls. It's so funny, John. It's called Booksmart, rated R. It's a comedy. And it stars Caitlin Dever and Jonah Hill's sister, Beanie Feldstein, who's been doing some really great work. And it's about these two girls who spent 4 years of their high school lives doing nothing but studying and preparing and striving to get into one of the best Ivy League schools out there, while their friends and classmates did everything else. They partied. They had fun. They were socially driven. Turns out they all end up at the same schools anyway. So these girls, you realize that they had no fun and all ended up in the same place. So they're going to cram 4 years of high school girl fun into one night. So you can imagine the chaos that ensues as this one night goes by. John, it reminded me of a film from the late 80s, One Crazy Summer, with John Cusack, where they like kind of mixed in animation and live action. And it's really a funny film. Maybe one of the best films I've seen yet this year, to be honest with you.
Wow.
And it's directed by actress Olivia Wilde and executive produced by Will Ferrell. It's a great movie. I recommend it.
Booksmart. Check it out in the theaters this weekend. John, always great to catch up with you. You buy the popcorn. I'll see you in the fifth row.
Sounds great. Thanks, John. Have a good weekend.
And as we head into the holiday weekend, here are the top five of the box office. At number five is The Hustle. A Dog's Journey is at four. Pokemon Detective Pikachu at three. Avengers Endgame at two. And John Wick Chapter 3 Parabellum is at number one.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.